Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. It's great to have you back on the number one motivational podcast on the planet. What is up? I'm jacked up for the live event, June 9th and 10th. Are you going to be here in the greater Cincinnati area? The sales page for the live event goes up next week. So if you're listening to this around the middle of April or so, check back. I'll give you, of course, the domain, where to go, where to buy your tickets. I want to meet you. If you are a podcast listener of this show, and you've been motivated, you've been inspired, you're on your journey to Saturday, heck, I don't even care if you got negative $500 in your bank account. Whatever it is, I want to meet you. I want to hear your story. I want to take a picture with you. And yeah, man, I really want to celebrate the podcast listeners because you guys are why I do what I do. So speaking of which, the live event, it's pretty wild. Check this out. I reached out to a few friends of mine in the industry, you know, in the speaker industry, which I'm so incredibly famous in. And I asked them, hey, would you come to Cincinnati and speak at my event? Not to sell. I mean, this isn't going to be a pitch fest by any stretch. You ever been to one of those events where, hey, we're going to bring up speaker A and they're going to sell you real estate. And then we're going to bring up speaker B and they're going to sell you stocks. And then we're going to bring up speaker C and they're going to sell you social media and all that. Yeah. That's not what my event is. My event is from mindset to money and everything in between. Really, how to make every day Saturday. And so I reached out to a few people I really respect in the industry, people that have really walked the walk, done very well, you know, millionaires, doing well, seven figures. One of those is Zach Crawford. And if you follow this show, you know 3 years ago, Zach came to Cincinnati. I met him for the first time. And he came with his father, Guy Crawford. And Zach's a young guy, maybe late 20s or so. And he came here to thank me. He said, hey, man, I want to meet you and come and just thank you for saving my life. And I created a podcast around this. If you go on my website, everydaysaturday.com, click on the podcast link, go back to May of 2014, you'll find the podcast I did with Zach where we actually discussed this about, you know, him and I meeting and we went to lunch and Zach was going to kill himself. Craziest story. Zach was going to take his life. He was miserable. He was depressed. He was working at the post office, I think, at the time. He was at just a dead-end job, or maybe he had left that job and done other dead-end jobs. But he got into a really bad motorcycle accident. He was riding his motorbike and got blindsided by a girl. I think it was an uninsured driver in a car, and I don't know the details. It was kind of, you know, slick roads. And anyway, he was in bad shape, man. I posted the photos on my Facebook page as well at the time when I talked about Zach and his story. I mean, he was just jacked up. His face was mangled, his broken legs, all these broken bones and arms. He's laid up for 6 months, and he was super depressed. And at that point in time in his life, he was going to take his life. He was going to kill himself. And his dad didn't know what to do. So his dad had, you know, tried, you know, giving him different motivational tapes, Tony Robbins, all these Zig Ziglar, great stuff. And then he gives him my CDs, and he says, hey, listen to this guy, Sam Crowley. He's, you know, not really pretentious at all. He's just kind of an everyday dude. I mean, he's got this website, Every Day is Saturday. He's got a great message. Listen to these audios. And the way Zach tells the story is he put my audios in. He started listening to the CDs and just kind of resonated with them. Probably like you with this podcast, you know? Like, who's the dopey guy and kind of funny and, you know, he's telling all these stupid stories about he's broke and then he's got money and then he's broke again and he's got money just trying to keep life simple. But anyway, he got really inspired and through listening to the Everyday Saturday message and my CDs, he ended up, you know, and look, I'm sounding really arrogant. I'm trying actually not to paint myself as the reason why. But anyway, Zach tells the story and he'll let him share it as well at the live event. And Sam, you saved my life. And that's what he came to Cincinnati to say. Sam, you saved my life. Because of listening to your message and your podcast, I was able to get my mind set straight, stop feeling like a victim. Look, pity is easy. easy to get. You can get pity from anybody. Jealousy, man, you got to earn that. You got to earn that jealousy. Like when you get really successful or you're having fun or you're always happy and people are jealous of you, you got to earn that. So keep that in mind. Pity is free. It's easy to get. Now, jealousy, you got to earn. But Zach didn't want to feel sorry for himself. He did not want to be a victim. And that's what I find with just about everybody I meet who's gone through tough times. They don't want to be a victim. Like, people do not want your pity. And you know, when you've gone through hard times, what's one of the worst things you hear? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, geez, I'm so sorry. It makes you feel worse, like you're just like a nobody. Like, it just, your life sucks, you know? I don't want pity. Even when I was going through my bankruptcy, I didn't want anybody's pity. I just wanted answers. That's why I started taking these super successful people to lunch and asking them, how would you rebound from a bankruptcy? And I remember the one guy, real successful real estate developer, said, I go, hey, I had to file bankruptcy. He's like, and he's eating a salad with Panera. And he goes, how many times have you been bankrupt? I go, oh my God, dude, this is the first. I hope never. He goes, that's it? That's your sob story? You've been bankrupt one time? God, get to like two or three and call me back. Let me know. You know, get back to me on that one. This guy was a multimillionaire, and he wasn't impressed at all by my, you know, bankruptcy filing. I'm whispering it like I got 30 days to live, you know, and he's like, dude, come on, get over yourself. So I didn't want anybody's pity. I just wanted answers on how to rebound quickly, and that's what Zach was looking for at that time a few years ago as well. So when he came to Cincinnati and he shared that story, I was just floored. I couldn't believe that I was hearing what I was hearing, that this podcast here, the one you're listening to right now, saved somebody's life. And it's not, now that I've been doing it a while, it's not the first time somebody has sent me an email letting me know that this show has saved their life. So now it's time to pay it forward. So I'm having the live event here in Cincinnati, in the greater Cincinnati area. And the sales page will go live next week. No worries. You'll find all about it. I mean, I'm going to limit it, though. So get your tickets. Just get them. Be done with it. Put it on your calendar, June 9th and 10th. It's a Friday and Saturday. Spend it with moi and all my closest friends here at a party in the Natty. And you'll hear Zach tell his story. And that's not the first time somebody's actually said that, which is amazing. And you're going to get those same types of testimonials when you decide, maybe you already have, to go after your dream. You're going to start adding so much value to the lives of other people. They're going to send you emails, reach out to you, take you to lunch, and let you know you saved their life, saved their business, made them better in this facet of their life. Let me tell you something. There ain't no corporate promotion. There's no amount of money, nothing that could ever buy that feeling you get from somebody who says thank you with such like a sense of gratitude dripping from them that you just know by listening to it in their voice that, wow, what I did by having faith, stepping forward, doing what it is that I really wanted to do, that I was passionate about, had a dramatic impact on this person's life. That's pretty cool, man. I mean, there's no, like I said, you can't buy that. So with that said, I just wanted to share with you today that story once again about Zach. Check it out on the site. Go to everydaysaturday.com. Click on the podcast tab. Scroll down to May of 2014. Would have been right around the first week of May, because I think we went to lunch May 1st of that year. And that coincidentally is right around the time I found out that we were expecting Susan, our baby Susan at that time. And boy, what a difference now 3 years makes, just in so many ways. We've been able to absorb, and I mean absorb, body blow after body blow after body blow. I haven't slept in 3 years. I mean, I'm just thinking about last night, Susan's pulse ox monitor it monitors her heart rate and her sat rate. In her lungs, she has to be hooked up to that every night, and it beeps and it goes off when the sat level goes below 90. I know none of that means anything. Just imagine hearing this beep, beep, beep every 3 minutes for 8 hours straight, because, you know, one night she's wrestling around or she's a little junky in her lungs and we got to get up in the middle of the night and suction her. Actually, we, being my wife, gets up in the middle of the night and suctions her because she sleeps right next to our bed. But none of us sleep. You know, except Susan seems to be well-rested the next day. And it's been so challenging. I mean, so challenging. Again, I don't want your pity. I'm just saying what a difference 3 years makes. Because 3 years ago, we only had three kids, and they were growing up, and we're starting to think, wow. You know, Angie's thinking, maybe I'll go finally get a chance to volunteer. Maybe I'll get a job and just do something that I really love to do and reach out in the community, get more involved. And now we're right smack dab into being, you know, parents of a toddler, a toddler, but not just a toddler, a critically ill toddler who we've been nursing since she was 1 pound. And I think about that same time frame as when I met Zach. And that's my goal, to bring people to this event. I'll be speaking about the other individuals that'll be joining me on the stage. I'm going to be speaking about mindset, about momentum, about how you can stay inspired, about how you can start each and every day with really massive momentum. And I don't say that to be cliche. I mean that really, like how you can start a day in a completely different way. I don't care if it's raining outside. I don't care if you got no money in your bank account. How to be grateful for where you are, crush it, have momentum, and really latch on to that every day is Saturday mindset, and how to build your own network of champions, of people. Remember, you're the result of your four friends and what they're earning currently right now. And if you don't have any friends like me, then you have virtual friends and what they're earning right now. But I'm so grateful that I decided many years ago to surround myself with people in this speakers industry. And it's funny that I know so many quote-unquote famous speakers because I've never tried. Like, I've never gone out to seek famous people. I never one time have been like, oh, geez, can you introduce me to so-and-so? Maybe we can do a JV together, or I can speak for them, meet them, and shake. Tony Robbins was about the closest that was. I was talking to my friend Mary Glorfield, who worked for Tony for 19 years, and I said, hey, can you get me to one of Tony's events so I can just meet him and thank him, you know? That never happened, but it kind of indirectly, when I shared the stage at the Toronto event where Tony spoke, never met him, saw him, was in the very first row, and I shared that experience with you a couple weeks ago, my takeaways of seeing Tony. It's probably going to be different than what you would ever expect. It's not what I expected. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, my takeaways from Toronto, listening to Tony speak, go ahead and listen to it. It's a little different. A couple people sent me emails like, Sam, I don't know if you really caught the gist of what Tony was trying to do at that event. It was because my takeaway was, it's kind of a letdown. It was not because Tony's not awesome. Of course he is. He's great at what he does. It was the whole experience. But you can't tell me what I felt, and no more than I can tell you what you felt. You can't tell me how to feel, no more than I can tell you how to feel. I observe an event. I internalize it. I process it. I think about it, and I think about how it will apply to my life, and I think about what's the feelings I have at that moment. Those are mine. Yours are yours. That's what makes everything awesome. My perspective was, it didn't do much for me. It just didn't. Not because he's not great, not because it wasn't great having 15,000 people there, but I felt that many people there did not have a purpose for their life. And they were looking to Tony for that, and they were hoping that they would get that in 3.5 hours. And a lot of people I talked to on the side, that's what they were hoping for. I don't know if they got it. I know I wouldn't be able to get purpose in 3.5 hours. The purpose of my event that I'm doing is to get people started. It's kind of a launch of their dream, a launch of your dream. Like, if you've been sitting around, or you've been driving to the same job, or maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're just kind of frustrated, or maybe you're wondering, geez, how can I'm tired of, I don't even know. I wake up and I got just a blank space in my head. I try to write, nothing happens. I try to speak, the words don't come out. I try to figure out what I'm doing, and I feel a big block. That's what this is going to be. It's going to be like one big gulp of liquid Drano to unclog the mind and get the body and the soul going, man. Meet my family. I'm going to have them there. My four daughters and my wife will be there as well. And just come on board, man. Get excited. And I promise you, when you leave, you'll be excited to launch your dream and get after it, man. And take it up. Take it up a huge notch. Anyway, with that being said, I want to shout out to Zach Crawford. Thank you so much for speaking at the event. I'll be naming the other speakers that are going to join me on the stage. I want to see you there. And that whole story I shared with you, and if you go back and listen to the podcast, understand Zach's message was from a guy who's actually going to take his own life. I mean, the only life we've been given. You know how depressed you got to be to kill yourself? I mean, to leave your loved ones behind, all the misery you're going to leave behind. That's what he was prepared to do because he saw no hope. And then he gained that hope. And now he's done over $1 million, several million dollars online, from 60 grand in debt to several million dollars online, traveling the world. And just, you talk about making every day a Saturday, this guy's got it going on. And the other speakers you're going to hear about have conquered alcohol and drugs and left the corporate world to become a parent again and all of these things, man. It is so flipping motivating. Wow. Jacked up. Jacked up. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know. Ideas for the show. Oh, are you going to be in Cincinnati June 9th and 10th? Just say yes. Let me know. You're going to be there? Hit me up at Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know. Or you can email me, sam@everydayissaturday.com. sam@everydayissaturday.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.